Welcome to The Buyer's Desk, your weekly resource for all things natural food retail. Each month starts with a deep dive into SPINS data, spotlighting growth trends and key industry insights. Then I'll bring you conversations with industry leaders and highlight brands making waves in the natural channel. We'll wrap up each month with actionable strategies, collaborative discussions, and tactical tips to help you thrive. This season is packed with fresh perspectives, big ideas, and everything you need to stay informed in natural food retail. Welcome to The Buyer's Desk. It's Angela, and I am so excited today to be joined by Irene Rojas Sanbury. She is going to absolutely introduce herself. And so, Irene, let's just start this episode. Like, you just tell me a little bit about you and maybe a little bit about why we're here today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Angela. I'm so excited to be here. Well, as you said, and you nailed it, Irene Rojas Sanbury, I'm the co-founder of Season 34. And as a little intro about myself, just to give you a sense of why I'm here today, it's because I'm not a stranger to the world of consumer products. I love building in the space and I've spent my career turning ideas into products and gaps into solutions. I previously founded and ran a wellness beverage company called Lemonkind, and I ran it for 8 years. We had great success, but then, you know, COVID, tariffs, and even the rise of GLP-1, the business model became really difficult to sustain. And around that time, I was winding down. I started experiencing some symptoms, which now I recognize were perimenopausal symptoms. And I was 40. And honestly, I was like, wait, what? I'm too young to be dealing with this. And
yes.
Here, I know. I was like, wait, what? No, like, this is not happening. And so, but here's where it gets crazy and like ironic. You know, my mom is a physician and she spent nearly 4 decades specializing in menopause and osteoporosis, but I never really had bothered asking her anything about it. So I was completely unprepared. And so, you know, I did what everybody does. You know, I went online, I went to the store looking for solutions. And what I found felt either overly simplified or completely scattered. One product claiming to fix everything, or other products with random ingredients that didn't feel intentional. And so that's when I called my mom and I was like, I need your help. And I can't believe I'm about to do this again, but something here doesn't feel right. And that same night, which is kind of funny how it all happened all at once, I heard a podcast mention that there are 34 common symptoms associated with perimenopause and menopause. And at 3 a.m., unable to sleep, it just clicked, like season 34. Like it just happened. It's like those moments. And so that exact moment reframed everything for me. This isn't the end. It's a new season and it is a complex season. So, you know, we set out to, you know, do something crazy but amazing. We built something very different. Not one product, but a modular system with 9 targeted formulas. Each one of those formulas addresses a subset of those 34 symptoms with clinically validated doses and actives. And because quite honestly, the truth is that menopause is universal, but no two women will experience it the same. And solutions shouldn't be like one size fits all solutions either.
I love that. So much to unpack there. First, could I just say, oh my goodness, girl, when you said 34 symptoms, I mean, even when I was just like thinking about your brand, I was like, could I name 34 symptoms? Would it be interesting to have women on the podcast seeing if we could all name 34 symptoms?
We could. We could. Honestly, yeah. You go on Reddit and you'll read about things that you're like, wait, what? That also, but then you'll see everybody else commenting like, me too. I thought I was going crazy. And so, yeah.
Is rage one of the 34?
100%. Like rage of not being understood or going through the 34 different symptoms at a time. That could be too.
Rage is one of my favorite. Just even seeing it in writing, I'm like doing the slow nod where I'm like, oh yeah, Rage. Yep. Here we are. Okay. So I love this. I do. I appreciate the ironic call out of you heard a podcast, but on the real, it is really challenging to find information that works for you. Really interesting that you had the maternal connection and that you were able to then like circle back to that piece. So lucky and grounding. And so you are the co-founder. So I'm correct that your mom is co-founding this company with you?
Yeah, this is a mother-daughter company. And so I bring that operations, product development, you know, ingredient sourcing, all of that, CPG. And then she brings decades of medical experience. She's a clinical researcher, a specialist. And so it all felt like every step along the way, you know, meant to put us at this very exact moment when finally, you know, menopause is becoming part of the conversation.
It really is. I mean, hearkening back to an episode that we ran a couple of weeks ago with my colleagues, we really thought that there were going to be more menopausal products on the market just based on some of the things that we had read. Certainly in the supplement space, to your point, there are some things that address it. But we had really felt like, oh my gosh, aren't there going to be like 10 bars and like 15 drinks just sort of based on where natural grocery is going? And no, actually there were not. There has been an explosion of products, but a lot of them are not targeting grocery, and a lot of them really are staying in the supplement space. I'm hearing that as the experience that you had when you went to go and find something to support you. Yes?
When I went to one of those really big grocery chains, I remember going to the aisle, the supplement aisle, and you know, you had multivitamins, like all your typical ones, and then you had like a huge section for guys, and then at the bottom, on the bottom shelf, collecting dust, you know, there were like four bottles of, you know, a legacy brand that's been around since, you know, our grandmothers, I won't mention it, but it was just sitting there, like, you know, like somebody had just kicked it. And I was like, well, this is nice. This just shows you like how little importance this is getting. But to your point, like, I actually champion, and I will explain, like, especially we get into the nitty gritty of ingredients, I champion that there are not, you know, a plethora of like bars and juices. When it comes to menopause and estrogen decline, you know, what the science supports are very specific ingredients, you know, very standardized, very specific doses. And so, you know, trying to pack those into a chocolate bar, like they may inactivate the activity of these ingredients. For example, like two of our products are delivered via, you know, a slow release capsule because they don't do well with stomach acid. And so, you know, I think that when it comes to menopause, I'm very pro supplement because I think it needs to be addressed in a very like scientific, you know, a very clinically validated way.
100%. We were absolutely just unpacking what we would consider to be more of a marketing phenomenon and less of a sort of health phenomenon. And just something that you end up seeing in natural grocery. You know, it is awesome that people's intentions are sometimes in the right place. But to your point about clinical ingredients and exactly some of the science that we've really discovered in the last 10 years about body and absorption, I think it's amazing that it stays in the supplement aisle, absolutely. And it's also a beautiful segue to start talking to you about some of your ingredients or some of the really intentional decisions that you made that might set you apart from other products on the shelf. Would you mind if we start with my favorite, which is saffron?
Ooh.
Yeah, huge growth in the natural grocery channel in the last 2 years. In fact, our data expert, Jim Olson from Spins, told me that I have a 43% growth in supplements containing saffron. Tell me a little bit about the intentional inclusion of saffron in your line.
Yeah, well, big fan of saffron. And I'm pretty excited to hear about the stats you're sharing with me. For us, saffron isn't a standalone ingredient. It's part of our sleep system. And so In our sleep formula, saffron works alongside valerian, passion flower, ashwagandha, and black cohosh to address the root causes of sleep disruption during menopause. So again, you know, what happens for a menopausal woman and that disruption with sleep is not what happens to men or to younger women. And so that's what we believe that it needs to be addressed, like completely different, because this is actually caused through hormonal fluctuations, particularly estrogen decline. And so that creates a cascade where, you know, and this will sound, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. Things like difficulty falling asleep, you know, nighttime awakenings, getting your 8 hours, but waking up the next day completely exhausted. You're like, well, I don't get this. It's because you're not reaching that deep restorative sleep. And obviously your heat related awakenings as well, which is, you know, during that 3 to 8 years in which people experience, you know, the hot flashes and the night sweats. So that's where we designed the formula to work across the entire pathway, supporting, and that's where saffron comes into play, circadian rhythm, which is why it's incredible, supporting, you know, nervous system calming and buffering nighttime stress. And so saffron plays a key role in that, particularly in mood regulation and restorative sleep. In fact, the one that we use, which we love, is standardized to the highest levels of saffron now. We've just shown in some pilot studies, 86% of participants reporting improved restorative sleep in just 6 weeks, which is
wow,
right?
Yeah.
And so again, for us, it's not a single ingredient. It's part of this very menopause-specific sleep system. And it's about how they work together to bring the system back into balance.
So interesting, you know, because my just really cursory association to, I mean, you said it was mood, but it would never occur to me that I would want to take it in the evening in conjunction with other things as a sleep piece. But now, I mean, like hearing you break, I mean, interesting. I love that. Okay.
I got you. I'm sending it to you. It's amazing. Yeah. It's incredible. Like within a week, you're going to be like, oh my God, I feel so rested.
Oh gosh. I just even imagining that brings a smile to my face.
Joy, I know, right? And no melatonin. Like,
because
none of that.
Even though you are making a menopausal specific formula, we really are in a very interesting part of, I'm just going to attribute it to American culture right now, where we really are obsessed with sleep. I mean, we really have, like, you know, yeah, absolutely. You're showing me your Oura ring, right? Like 100%. Yeah, even my kids, you know, it's so interesting to hear how much this, like, it's like, I kind of joke, I read that book, Why We Sleep. And now when I don't sleep, I just have a lot more specific reasons why it is detrimental to my health.
Yeah. You're like, the dishwasher didn't run. I was like, I have, like, you know, dirty dishes in my brain.
And yeah, that's 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but it really, it's interesting to feel like not we're struggling with it as a modern society in general. And then as an aging woman, do I even like that aging woman?
Midlife.
As a woman who is a midlife
women
woman.
In midlife.
Okay, I'll take it.
Through as women going through this magical season of life.
100%. As a woman in this season, it does feel like, oh, now I get this extra thing happening to me that's going to disrupt this other thing that I'm now very
what
heavily
else?
Associating.
Yeah, what else? Because of what else?
All right. So saffron was the first. Love that. All right. How about keratin?
Ooh, okay. Big fan of keratin and even a bigger fan of the keratin that we're using. So as you know, keratin for us lives in our beauty blend. And again, you know, it's not a product used in isolation, but it's part of our menopausal beauty blend system because it's not just about one ingredient. It's about restoring what's being lost during menopause. As estrogen declines, we see structural changes, both, you know, when I tell you, you'll be like, yes, of course. So it's our hair. It's our skin. It's our nails. And that's why women start feeling, we're noticing, you know, that, you know, their hair is thinning, they have like weaker nails and their quality of skin is just not what it used to be before. And so we built a formula that targets that entire pathway. So our hydrolyzed keratin peptides are key to the system. They help reinforce the structural bonds in hair and improve strength from within. But what's really interesting is they also signal the skin to produce what is called type 4 collagen, which supports that dermal epidermis junction, essentially helping anchor and strengthen both skin and hair at the same time. And then we take that amazing, And then we take that amazing, you know, hydrolyzed keratin peptides and we layer some, you know, highly absorbable zinc. Then we layer some vitamin D and then we layer some high quality ceramides. So, you know, we just target it and it's not cosmetic, it's structural.
Yeah, that is the perfect way to sum that up. Not cosmetic, but structural.
Correct.
All right. I feel a little bit like the average consumer is a little bit more up on the keratin conversation because we've seen such an explosion of collagen. Do you feel like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they might not make the connection, right?
Sure.
So there's all types of collagen, right? And I'm the first one to also add, you know, bone broth collagen to my coffee, right?
Yes. Like, oh my gosh, yeah, years now, girl. 100%. Okay. Uh-huh.
All of it. Help me anywhere. I I'll use like store brand, you know, creams, like, because I'm truly, truly believing like, no, I gotta start from the inside. And that's where I've seen the most changes. But not many people, they're like, okay, you know, there was the explosion of biotin. Biotin actually makes me break out. So I don't touch it. And then you have collagen, but then you never think, oh, keratin helps produce that key collagen like ours does. And so it's like, oh, you know, it's like, and then it's both for anchoring the hair and shortening that hair cycle, lengthening this hair cycle, because menopause causes a shortening of the hair cycle. And that's why, you know, you start losing hair. And then it helps with your skin. So nails, skin, hair, boom, all at once for menopause. We got
all right.
You.
I like it. I think also that's a really interesting conversation to have. I think also, especially the natural health consumer has gotten a little bit more educated about this, like prebiotic, postbiotic. And so I think that thinking about like that prebiotic preposition, which is like we are trying to seed a thing that's going to grow on its own, kind of similar to that keratin piece. We're starting to believe more that there are things that we can take that start cycles in our body that then would, you know, have some kind of sustainability. I think that's exciting. Also, okay. All right. So sleep, hair. Okay. Tell me a little bit about your, the last ingredient I wanted to make sure that we highlighted its use of and sincere, like so much growth is theanine.
Oh yeah. L-theanine is huge and it's so good. And it lives in our mood and neuro formula. And again, just like the other two ingredients that we discussed, it's not used in isolation. It's part of a system. And the reason for it being is because it's part of a neuromodulation strategy for us. So during menopause, fluctuations in hormones don't just affect mood. They actually affect neurotransmitters and memory. And that's why women call it brain fog. That's why. Yeah, it's like, how do you describe it, right? Like, you just like, you can't recall. You're like all over the place. You have no clarity, no focus.
Knows what you mean when you say
awesome,
brain fog.
That's awesomeness. Yeah, brain fog is just awesome. More awesome things. This is gone. But it's a season. It's a great season. So we built a formula that works across the entire pathway, and we combine L-theanine with GABA, with bacopa, which I'm sure like you've heard tons about too, and it's an incredible ingredient, ashwagandha and black cohosh to support mood stability, cognitive clarity, and stress resilience. So L-theanine like specific plays a really unique role here. It promotes alpha brain waves. And so that activity is what gives you that, you know, calm focus, which is, you know, what menopausal women desperately need. And so it's not sedated and it's not wired. It's just clear and steady. And so with GABA and L-theanine being together, GABA then provides that immediate calming signal. And then L-theanine enhances that response and helps sustain it. So that's why we bridge them together. So the outcome is what women are actually looking for. It's reduced anxiety, more emotional stability, and the ability to think clearly again without feeling drowsy.
Love that. So a little bit of a mood stabilizer there, the ability to retain the things you think you already know, ladies, skin and hair, and then like kind of figuring out that sleep piece. Okay, so love that you've included these ingredients. And actually, Irene, really loved you breaking down the way that a lot of those things work together synergistically. I hear you tell me how intentionally you have formulated these things, and really inspiring and lovely. I think your story of like trying to find a thing you couldn't find and then build it yourself really is going to resonate with our membership, a lot of whom have, you know, a story that breaks down as I got sick, my spouse got sick, my kids got sick. I realized the value of food in the community. And then I wanted to open a natural food store so that people could eat whole foods and feel better. And so I think like your personal journey and a lot of our members' personal journey is, you know, resulting in successful businesses, though, is like a really, those are lovely origin stories. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you being so thoughtful in this space, particularly considering that kind of explosion of products that we have all kind of looked sideways at. When I asked you to come on to the Buyer's Desk, was there anything at all you would like to talk about that we did not touch on?
I think one thing that we probably could, that I want to touch on, or, you know, I want to mention is how, you know, exciting it is that we're seeing these massive shifts, right? I'm so excited that we're here discussing menopause and discussing women's health, because it wasn't always the case. And it's crazy that it's taken this long to talk about something that affects 12% of the world population, right? Like right now, 12% of the world population is menopausal. Right. And we're
will eventually affect a much larger percentage as well.
Exactly.
Right?
With the age of, with the aging population, right? Like that will be 13, 14. And so it's crazy that it's taking this long. And there was a neuroscientist that I listened to last year, and she said something that really stuck with me. And so I feel like I should share it with your audience. And So the biggest disservice that we've done women is calling ovaries reproductive organs, because it assumes that the second that we stop being fertile is the second that they stop mattering. And that stuck with me. In reality, ovaries are essential regulators of a woman's overall health, which helps explain why women live longer than men, but often with a lower quality of life in those later years. Like, that's crazy to me. And so I'm like here, you know, like telling everybody like, hey, let's start a movement. Let's stop calling them reproductive organs, because they're so much more than that. And so, yeah, I think that's my little like, hey, well, I have you, something I wanted to share, because that was also an important moment for me.
All right. And now is the time, though, where you also tell people where that they can learn more about you and your product line. I'll also put a few things in our show notes, but please, invitation for shameless plug.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Well, again, mother-daughter founded company. We are true believers of bringing clinical integrity. We are all about awareness, and we have a complete and comprehensive line of solutions for perimenopausal, menopausal women and beyond. You can find us at season34.com and hopefully soon in retail stores near you.
Most excellent. Irene, thank you so much for your time today, as well as just your exploration of menopausal products. And honestly, like, you know, you sit before me trying to help women. And so I just love that. I appreciate all of the insight that you brought today. And I thought this was a really fitting wrap up to our Women's History Month series, talking to a passionate female founder trying to help women. Join us in April. Our next episode is going to be Jim Olson and our category management team talking about some of natural health food's biggest product for a lot of years, CBD and THC. 2026 is going to be a very interesting year for these product lines. And we're going to spend a couple episodes in April breaking that down. Looking forward to seeing you guys next time. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you, Angela. As we step into March and celebrate Women's Month, we want to take a moment to shine a light on the incredible women of Infra. This month, we are featuring short clips from women across our membership and our staff. Women who are leading in stores, shaping strategy, strengthening communities, and moving the natural foods industry forward every single day. At Infra, we believe leadership takes many forms. It is resilience, it is collaboration, it is innovation, and it is women who are willing to raise their hand, share their voice, and create space for others to rise. Throughout March, you will hear directly from these inspiring leaders. Our hope is that their words not only inspire you, but also remind you of the strength and talent within our independent community. Let's celebrate the women of Infra. This is Women's Month on the Buyer's Desk.
Women tend to lead in a way that brings other people with them, mentoring, advocating, and making space, and also paying attention to who's being heard and who isn't. And that matters in the natural foods industry because the decisions around what products get developed and what makes it to shelf benefits from more perspectives in the room. You get better judgment, fewer blind spots, and outcomes that reflect a wider range of consumers. And over time, that's part of what makes the natural food space feel more thoughtful. And it's a big contributor to why natural food brands and retailers have such a trusted and dedicated consumer base.
My name is Chrissy Russell, and I am the Promotions and Merchandising Specialist. Where I really see women shining in the natural foods industry is everywhere the heart of the work lives. I see it on the sales floor. Women connecting with customers, building trust, educating, guiding teams, and nurturing departments. I see it in leadership too. More and more women are stepping confidently into buyer, director, founder, and even CFO roles. And that is so awesome. I also see women shining through the brands they're building. Women-owned companies like Go Macro, Simple Foods, and Larabar aren't just about ingredients. They're built on intention, integrity, and care. And as a customer, you can feel that. There's soul in the product, and there's purpose behind every label. What stands out most to me is how women show up for each other. We're sharing knowledge, opening doors, creating opportunities. There's a real sense of community right now, less competition, more collaboration, and that shift feels powerful. The natural foods industry is evolving, and women are right at the heart of that transformation. And honestly, it's pretty magical to witness, but even more magical that I get to be a part of it. And as I said earlier, women are truly awesome.
My name is Gabe Glasgow, and I am a data analyst here at Infra. I kind of took this because it was so hard to nail down to one woman. I took it into the perspective of a group of women, because there are so many women in the industry that I look up to. But if I had to narrow it down right now, it would be the women farmers practicing organic and regenerative agriculture. So dairy farmers, cheesemakers, organic vegetable producers. These women are doing incredibly difficult work of farming and producing food so it can be distributed to natural food retailers and made accessible to people in their communities and beyond. So, like, literally connecting consumers to the land. And then what makes their work even more inspiring is their commitment to being responsible land stewards. So they're actively and intentionally protecting the environment for generations to come. And obviously there are tons of these women out there, but one example that sticks out in my mind is Painterland Sisters, who sustainably farm and produce delicious organic skyr yogurt. They are not only doing exceptional work in dairy farming and product creation, but also they're carrying on like a multi-generational family farming tradition. So
truly inspiring.
As we wrap up this episode of The Buyer's Desk, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks to the incredible Infra staff contributors, dedicated independent retailers, and visionary natural food brands and business partners that made this episode possible. Stay tuned for more inspiring insights and stories in the world of natural food retail. Until next time, thank you for your support.
Angela Bozo, co-host and administrator.
Kim Rout, executive producer and segment contributor.
Jim Olson, Spin's segment manager.
Austin Hinkle, audio engineer.
Sarah Super, wellness strategist.
Madeline Ware, marketing writer, editor, and digital manager.
Haley Craig, audio engineer and segment contributor.
Raina Kittredge, segment contributor.
Bella Sislo, outreach manager and segment contributor.